This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 10th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Textron, the parent company of Cessna, Bell Helicopter, Lycoming, and other aerospace manufacturers, plans to bring United Industrial Corporation under its roof. UIC's principal operating subsidiary, AAI Corporation, designs, produces, and supports aerospace and defense systems, including unmanned aircraft systems for the U.S. military, prime contractors, and allied nations. UIC says Textron will acquire all its outstanding shares of common stock for $81 per share in cash by way of a tender offer, merge an existing Textron subsidiary into UIC, then wind up with UIC surviving the merger as a wholly owned subsidiary of Textron. The tender offer is expected next week, with closing by year's end. The acquisition is expected to be worth about $1.1 billion at closing. As ANN has reported, Textron's Cessna subsidiary signed a letter of intent to purchase bankrupt Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing late last month. Hinting at friction over fees and geographical territories, the board of Angel Flight South Central and Grace Flight of America has announced a split with the Air Charity Network, formerly known as Angel Flight of America. Angel Flight South Central Chairman Butch Smith said the decision followed prolonged thought, careful planning, and a thoughtful review of goals. Quote, "It is important to note that we will continue to utilize and vigorously defend our name, Angel Flight, in Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. As we enter new states and in our national media efforts, Grace Flight will represent the charitable efforts of our pilots and patrons and will be the name our patients and passengers come to know," unquote. Smith says further that Grace Flight will allow pilots to accept missions anywhere, standardize pilot applications, provide a centralized computer listing of all missions, and support pilots with fuel discounts and rebates. Delta Airlines has announced that Don Bornhorst has been named Senior Vice President for Delta Connection, effective this coming Monday. Bornhorst is a 16-year industry veteran and most recently served as president of Delta subsidiary Comair. Joe Kolschak, Delta's Executive Vice President of Operations, says Bornhorst will be key in improving Delta Connection's customer experience. Quote, "Don is a proven leader with the background, focus, and determination needed to unify the Delta Connection brand and improve service to a level that meets or exceeds our customers' expectations," unquote. J.D. Power & Associates is best known for automotive quality surveys, but the company actually surveys consumers about their experiences with lots of things, including airports. In a May survey of more than 10,000 frequent business travelers, J.D. Power found many frequent flyers prefer using small airports to using major airport hubs. The company's Jim Gaz told USA Today, quote, "Small airports may not have all the services and amenities travelers desire, but they are convenient," unquote. Travelers told the survey company they liked the less congested traffic, less expensive parking, more convenient rental car facilities, and faster delivery of checked bags at small airports. For the second year in a row, Houston Hobby Airport was ranked number one among small airports in the survey. The airport was recently renovated, has new stores and restaurants, and even has an outdoor walking and fitness trail. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The FAA keeps its rule against cell phone use on airliners. 10 victims have been recovered from a crash site in Washington State. And the West Coast's last great glider port will be blocked by a new dormitory tower. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is Sam Miller, who spent more than 3 decades analyzing the true costs of various forms of aircraft ownership. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.